Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. The Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, arrived in southern Iraq this morning. He was in Israel and then Jordan yesterday. His profile as a member of Barack Obama's administration is high, or is it? Let's talk about this relationship and what it means for security both in the Middle East region and in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and just much more broadly in the world with Professor Anthony Cordesman, Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Let's talk, first of all, about Barack Obama's famous promise during the campaign. And this is how our editorial discussion went yesterday as we're trying to figure out what it means to have Robert Gates visit Iraq versus, say, Hillary Clinton or George Mitchell, the envoy, visit Iraq. And some people were saying, look, Barack Obama wants to de-emphasize the Pentagon in projecting American power. And so Gates is a small print visitor from Washington. But others were saying, no, actually, this relationship, because it's a little mysterious, possibly suggests a deeper power in the background. What do you think?
Well, I think both of these positions confuse media exposure with the role of a cabinet official. Gates is an extraordinarily effective and influential official where it counts, which is in setting defense and military policy. Iraq is still at war. We're involved in a very complex problem in moving U.S. troops out while trying to maintain influence over the Iraqi political system and still conduct an ongoing insurgency. This is not the place where the Secretary of State is needed. When Secretary Gates went to Israel, he didn't become involved in the Arab-Israeli peace process, but he talked to Defense Minister Barak and sent a very clear message that the United States did not want military action against Iran at present. And you have a cabinet official who has to deal with defense issues in Korea, in dealing with the Russian nuclear disarmament program, in covering the war in Afghanistan and dealing with Pakistan, and all of this in the defense sector. It doesn't mean that the State Department isn't very active, but the whole idea that you have only one cabinet official being visible in dealing with the kind of global problems we face today is based, I think, largely on sheer ignorance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the credibility of Robert Gates. I mean, as you say, his credibility comes from the fact that he has this vast experience, and of course, the Pentagon has this vast reach in regions well beyond the Middle East. On some level, is that an argument because Gates is a Republican and isn't an appointee explicitly of the Obama administration, as a holdover from the Bush administration? Is this an argument that essentially Pentagon policy in the Obama administration is status quo?
Well, no, because quite frankly, again, what you have here, I think, is an almost incredible level of ignorance as to how the Pentagon actually works. What you have is one holdover in the secretary, a deputy secretary who was part of the Obama campaign. Almost all of the policy people, in fact, all of them are new, including all of the people making money and basic resource decisions. They all came out of the Obama administration or out of Democratic think tanks and centers. Power in Washington is not a matter of partisanship, particularly for someone like Gates, who has decades of service which are not partisan in character, and who basically came in to the Bush administration to salvage the mistakes of Donald Rumsfeld, who is an intensely partisan official with nonpartisan conduct. We're talking about $500 billion in terms of money, two ongoing wars, a major threat in Iran and in North Korea, the problems of disarmament. And to look at this as if it was some kind of petty political game in which cabinet officials play musical chairs is just totally ignorant of how the power structure really works in Washington.
Well, no, I mean, I'm certainly not saying that. And I don't know where the charge of ignorance goes, and I won't take it personally. But I do wonder where the corrective measures from the Rumsfeld era end and the sort of broad strokes of a new vision from the Obama administration begins as far as the Pentagon is concerned, in your view?
Well, I think first, the almost radical shifts in Afghanistan are a very key indication. They're not going to be easy to understand because you're not going to see some dramatic revolution. But there is a completely different approach to organizing the war, to resourcing it, to admitting how serious it is, to dealing with the problems in Pakistan. Now, here Secretary Gates is working with Secretary Clinton. He's working with Richard Holbrooke. You have actually a far more effective team under Obama than you had under Bush, where you had an almost constant disconnect between state and defense. For the first time, you're seeing a real surge in civilians going into Afghanistan. In Iraq, you're watching a process where the administration is having to change some of its campaign work because it's having to deal with a much more complex situation and withdrawing from Iraq than I think it realized in coming to office. But you're also seeing a steady strengthening of the State Department role as the defense role phases down. So again, you're seeing a major shift, which may not be as apparent in the press as it is when you go out there in the field.
Well, a hopeful-sounding Anthony Cordesman talking about the place to watch for broad strokes of new policy in the Obama administration being Afghanistan. Plenty to take a look at there. We're going to get some headlines. Anthony Cordesman, thanks so much. He's the Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being a part of the program. We're going to go to headlines now with Femi Okeh.